What is crackling?
Cracked in bread? Well, it's a little crackling to which you cook the lard. You cooked all the grease out of the lard, and it just left a little piece of brown fat, really. And you put a little grind that up, chop it up real fine, and put it in your cornbread. It makes real good bread, and we call it crackling bread.
Did you ever have anything, did she ever cook anything in the ashes?
Oh, yes. We used to bake sweet potatoes in ash.
Did you ever have anything just like cornmeal and maybe salt and water, and you cook it and then you dish it out like mashed potatoes? Did you ever have anything like that? There are two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread and then the kind you buy at the store that you call
bakery bread.
What is the kind of, what all can you get at a bakery?
What all can you get in a bakery?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can get donuts, you can get loaf bread, you can get cookies. That's about all I know that you can get out of the bakery.
Mm-hmm.
There's cookies, loaf bread, and I know you can get cakes.
Talking about donuts, what kind of, do you have different names for different kinds of donuts?
Yeah, they have chocolate donuts and honey spread donuts. And there's just, let's see, chocolate and honey spread. And just regular donuts and candied donuts. And
what about this? They have stuff inside.
It has flour. It's made out of flour, but
it's
has
filled.
It's filled with the chocolate, or either honey can be spread over and call that honey drip or something like that. Or they can put chocolate over and make it a chocolate donut.
Did you ever hear anything called Bismarck's or Long John's?
No.
Did you ever hear anything called Krullers? What do you call
Krugers?
Cruller.
C-R-U-L-L-E-R. No. I thought that's what you said. No, I don't know what you said. Cougars. Oh, okay. I've never heard
never
of
that. What about these things that a lot of people over here, we like to eat for breakfast, and you make up a batter and you pour it on the pan and you cook three or four of them at a time?
Eggs?
No. You make a batter and put eggs in the batter.
Oh, a pancake.
Mm-hmm. What do you put on them?
Oh, syrup.
Have you ever heard other names for them?
Other than pancakes? No, I haven't.
Do you know what kind of flour is used in them?
It's just wheat flour, I imagine.
If you went to the store, you'd buy five what's of flour?
5 pounds.
What are the two parts of the egg called? What do you call them?
Yolk and white.
And the yolk is
the yellow.
If you cook them in hot water, shells and all, you have
boiled egg.
If you crack them and let them boil in hot water, you have
poached egg.
Let's see, you were telling me all about this the parts of the hog and everything. You called it side middling.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you use that? Did you ever cook that? Did you use something to cook in green beans or greens or something like that? Did you ever put anything in there?
Oh yeah, you can use two things there. We use hog's jaw a lot of time, and then a lot of times we use just the slab bacon. They call that the side part, middling part they'd call it. They called it middling back then, they call it slab bacon now. But they used to call that whole side middling back in our days. And it usually do the seasoning with the middling. Save the hams and shoulders to fry out mostly.
Mm-hmm. What do you call stuff that we buy now sliced thin to eat with eggs?
The what now?
The stuff that we buy in the grocery sliced thin.
Oh, bacon?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You remember what used to be, we can still get it now, but usually don't, what used to be on the edge of the bacon, you cut it off, you really can't, it's hard to chew.
You're not talking about tenderloin?
No.
On the side of the bacon?
Yeah.
You're not talking about the gristles.
You ever call anything a rind or the skin or something like that? A bacon?
No, I never.
What is tender? What'd you say? Tender?
Tenderloin.
What's that?
It goes right alongside the edge of the backbone. Mm-hmm. Just a big roll of lean meat, and it's real good. About the best part of the hog, I think. The tenderloin.
What do you call the person who cuts up the hog?
Butcher.
And what do you call the stuff, the trimmings, the things that are ground up and highly seasoned? Comes in little links.
Sausage?
Uh-huh. If meat has been kept too long to eat, what do you say? It has done what?
Spoiled.
Did you ever have anything called liver sausage?